sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mkela ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu umhla ka 14 Ntulikazi 2017 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu zalamhlanje.
Aba kakhulu ngoba into lesisebenze sesigijima sivela khatshana layo. So thina siyathaba ngoba sokusitshela ukuthi isizabuya eParliament ngoba sitshele ukuthi 2 weeks kufanele ithome. La uminisi sakhuluma laye. Waziwakala la into umhluphile kakhulu ngenkulumo yakhuluma ngama MP ku last meeting.
Idale labaphathi ntambo ele cabinet seliphakathi kokuhluza umthetho osalolongwa owezempila kahle Republic Health Act bill.
Siqala ukudonetha eMathebuleni South lapho esikhulele khona. Yikho esizama ukuthi siqale khona ukuthuthukisa ukuthuthuka khona. Into ezinjenge culture singalebali.
Inhlanganiso yabe Zimbabwe yasebehlala kwele South Africa eveso ikhuthaza abasemazweni abadabuka ezabelweni zeMandebeleni ukuthi babumbe amaqula okuxhasa izikolo ezisendaweni abavela kuzo. Kulomdeni osele ubambe owangaphansi ngemva kokunyamalala kwesidumbu selunga lawo kwenye imochari kwele South Africa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona phaya emsakazweni we Studio 7. Idale labaphathi ntambo ele cabinet seliphakathi kokuhluza umthetho osalolongwa wezempila kahle we Public Health Act. Abaphathi ntambo bathi bakhangelele ukuba lizophathiswa ukuba ngumthetho isikhathi sokuhlala kwedale lephalamende elikhona singakedluli. Okunenga sikuzweni kuMavis Gama eseHarare.
Unobhala ogatsha lwezempila kahle uBrigadier General Dr. Gerald Gwinji uveze lokhu komunye wemihlangano yenziwa ngabenhlanganiso yamagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ZLHR yokukhankasela uguqulwa kwalomthetho.
What I await now, what the minister awaits now, is to be invited to then make a
phone. Usokulindele ngumphathi ntambo wezempila kahle ukuba anxuse leli bandla labaphathi ntambo ukuya kwethula leli bill ngokusemthethweni kucommittee ye cabinet ebona ngezemithetho. Le committee ye cabinet ebona ngezemithetho, i committee on legislation, iyahlolisisa leli bill nxa libajabulisa umgcini sihlalo waleliqula labaphathi ntambo okungumsekeli kamongameli welizwe usezokuya kulethula kumalunga ekhabhinethi. Lowo sokungumsebenzi ongaphezu kukanobhala ogatsha lwezempila kahle lokulondolozwa kwabantwana.
Umbiko kaGwinji ujabulise amalunga edale lephalamende akukomidi yezempila kahle ikakhulu umgcini sihlalo wayo uDr. Ruth Labode.
Athina siyathaba kakhulu ngoba into lesisebenze sesigijime kaningi. Sesigijime sivela khatshana layo. So thina siyathaba ngoba sokusitshela ukuthi isizabuya eParliament. Ngoba sitshele ukuthi 2 weeks kufanele ithome. La uminisi sakhuluma laye. Waziwakala la into umhluphile kakhulu ngenkulumo yakhuluma ngama MP ku last meeting. So wasethe naye uzayithoma.
Lingaba ngumthetho leli bill uDr. Labode ethi lizosiza kakhulu ukulungisisa obekuhlupha kwezempila kahle elizweni.
Uzulukazwisisa ukuthi yena ibhili into sezantshintsha eZimbabwe la. Ibhili kule mthetho esayifakayo njengeyokubhadala kudala kwangabhadala esibhedlela phela. Khathesi okubhadala. And kubakhona imikhuhlane ongabhadaliyo, umkhuhlane wengqondo, umkhuhlane we-TB, abantwana abangaphansi kwe-5. Okhulu abangaphansi kwe-6 omama abafananga babhadali kodwa ungahamba esibhedlela uyabhadaliswa. Awula ndlela yokuthi yena uyale uthi yena sesiyabiza uloya ngoba kula mthetho. Kukhona okuyinto okuncane okunjalo ufanele sidile lapho.
Okwamanje ilizwe lokhe lisebenzisa umthetho we-Public Health Act owomnyaka ka-1924 ozikhanyela ukuba usuluphele kakhulu ungasahambelani lokwenzakala empilweni yalamhlanje. Ezinye zenhlanganiso ebesebenzisana leye ZLHR le kule mikhankaso zivalisa eye Community Working Group on Health, CWGH, eye Save the Children, leye Training and Research Support Center, TASC. Esinye sezizathu esesifuqa ngamandla uguqulwa kwalomthetho yikuthi sekukunengi osekuthe kwenzakala kwezempila kahle okungasaneliswa yilo mthetho ka-1924 okunje ngemikhuhlane eyayingekho ngaleso sikhathi okufana labongculaza, ukusabalala kwegciwane, omvukuzane, ohypertension lokunye okwakungajwayelekanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Inhlanganiso yabeZimbabwe yasebehlala kwele South Africa eyeveso elenhloso zokusiza izikolo eziningi kwele Mandebeleni isikhuthaze abeZimbabwe abasemazweni abadabuka ezabelweni zeMandebeleni ukuthi babumbe amaqula okuxhasa izikolo ezisendaweni abavela kuzo. Okuninga sikuzweni kuBenedict Nhlapho eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Uphawu lokuthezemfundo sezimi ngogedla eZimbabwe luvele emgceke ngesikhathi kusethulwa isimemezelo sokuthi imali yesikolo isingahlawulwa kusetshenziswa imbuzi. Okube ngundaba mlonyeni ngalesi simemezelo ukuthi abangela mbuzi ke abafuna ukuthenga izingwalo ke kanti nxa kule ntshintshi izaphuma kuphi kule mbuzi. Lezi zinhlupho abenhlanganiso yeveso kusitshwa inhlanganiso yamavenda labesuthu abathi zibhahile ezikolo kanti bona kudala belwisana lazo emangweni weBeitbridge eGwanda. Lihlanganiso ebunjwe ngo-2012 ngenjongo yokusiza izikolo labantwana besikolo isifinyelele izikolo eziningi kakhulu kanti inceda abafundi ngezingwalo, izicathulo, ezemidlalo, impahla edingwa amantombazana asesikhathini lokunye okutshiyeneyo. Umgcini hlalwe veso umnumzana Jonathan Mbedzi ukuthaza izalwane zeZimbabwe esemazweni ukuthi lazo ziqoqane zenze njengabo ukuze kungabi lomntwana oyeka isikolo ngoba engela imali yokufunda, izingwalo, izicathulo, izigqoko zesikolo, lempahla edingwa amantombazana nxa esesikhathini.
Bezame nabo ukuhlangaba ukuba nenhlangano ezinje ezigabeni zabo lapho abaphuma khona bekwazi ukuthi behlanganise imadlana yona leyo abangahlanganisa ngoba imfundo ne-culture vele yizo izinto ezinkulu emhlabeni. Ungaba nani noma ube nani, zonke izinto ungaba nazo, kodwa uma ukuthi abantwana bethu abaye esikolweni angiboni ukuthi kuzoba luncedo lapho ebantwaneni.
Umnumzana Omega Ncube uthi nxa beZimbabwe laba bengaqoqana ngendawo ngendawo abasuka kuzo asikho esikolo esingasala singelabaxhasi kwela Mandebeleni. Ngokutsho kombiko ogatsha lwezemfundo oqale ukuqoqwa ngo-2013 zibhekane lobunzima kakhulu ezemfundo ezabelweni zamaNdebeleni. Nyakenye umqondisi wezemfundo esabelweni zeMathebeleni South, unkosikazi Dumiseng Thabela, uthe lesi sabelo sisilela ngezikolo ezedlula ikhulu 114 schools. Le yinto ebangela ukuthi iningi labafundi kakhulu emakhaya bazihlalele bengasayi esikolo ngenxa umango omude abahambayo besiya esikolweni. Okunye kusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni osekubangela ukuthi iningi labantwana bengasayi esikolo ngenxa kuswela imali. Abanye ngabekeliswa indlala, ukuswela izigqoko zesikolo, izingwalo lokunye. Lezi inhlupho zenza ukuthi labafundayo bengaphumeleli ezifundweni zabo. Umnumzana Omega Ncube uthi umsebenzi odinga ukubambisana kwabo bonke abeZimbabwe abasemazweni lapho izinto ezisatholakala khona ngcono.
Siqala ukudonetha eMathebeleni South lapho esikhulele khona. Yikho esizama ukuthi siqale khona ukuthuthukisa ukuthuthuka khona. Into ezinjenge-culture singalibali. Sinabantu abanjengaboNcindi, abanjengaboAlbert okuyiba bagqumela abantwana ukuthi singalahli i-culture yethu.
Ugatsha lwezemfundo luthi ngo-2011 izibalo bezikhombisa ukuthi iqula ngalinye labasebenzayo abalikhulu lisekela abantwana abangamachumi ayisikhombisa lesikhombisa. Leli nani selikhwelile kakhulu ngenxa yokuphela kwemisebenzi lokuzalwa kwabanye abantwana. Ezemfundo lazo sezehlile ezabelweni zamaNdebeleni. Ngo-2011 inani labafundi abaphumelele kuhle ezifundweni zabo ezabelweni zamaNdebeleni beliphansi kongamachumi amabili lanhlanu ekhulwini. Umgcini hlalwe veso umnumzana Jonathan Mbedzi uthi lolihlupho ludinga ukuthi izalwane zakwele Mandebeleni ezisemazweni zenze okukhulu ogoqela lokwakhiwa kwezindlu zokufundela ezesayensi ezikolweni, ukwakha ezinye izikolo, kanye lamakolitje emisebenzi yezandla ikakhulu emaphandleni.
Namanje sina ama secondary schools but ezintweni ezifana ne-science asina isikolo esisizayo ku-science, so izinto esizikhalela kakhulu ukuthi abangakhona usincedisa kuzo le zinto besincedise, ngoba kwamanje sidla from esambeni zethu isikhwameni zethu, siyazama nje ukuthi sihlanganise le mali esihlangana nayo.
Iveso ithi lo nyaka ilungiselele ukupha uncedo ezikolweni ezingamashumi amabili emangweni we-Beitbridge, okuyinto abathi nxa ingenziwa kuzo zonke indawo kwelamandebeleni zingathuthuka kakhulu ezemfundo. Melestudio 7 Johannesburg le South Africa, ngingu-Benedict Nhlapho.
Sekulembuzo yempila kahle kaMongameli Robert Mugabe osuka elizweni esiyakwelatshwa kwele Singapore ngeviki edluleyo. Amahofisi kamphathintambo wezembiko athi wona uMongameli Mugabe uzaphenduka ngolwesithathu, kodwa elokhu engakaphenduki elizweni. Good Life Talk lamhla sixoxa ngomongameli Robert Mugabe owaya ukwelatshwa kwele Singapore, lapho ahamba khona ngomvulo kodwa elokhu engakaphenduki. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni, lingenelani kuhlelo. Hello balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Esingakangeni esigabeni silandelayo, wathi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwi ngamafitshane. Sekuqhamuke ukufuthelana phakathi kwenkokheli yakwele Myanmar ngesikhathi lelo lizwe lisuka embusweni webutho usiya ezandleni zowesifazana ongazake abe kubutho uAung San Suu Kyi. Abakubutho belokhu befuna ukuthi amandla aqhubeke sezandleni zabo, hathi abantu makhaza. Umahluli womthethwandaba waphezulu kwele Peru usuyalele ukuthi owake waba ngumongameli walelo lizwe u-Ollanta Humala lomkakhe uNadine Heredia kumele babotshwe bavalelwe ngesikhathi amapholisa ecubungula icala abaletheswayo lokuchaphaza imali. Kulomdeni osele ubambe wangaphansi ngemva kokunyamalala kwesidumbu selunga lawo kwenye imochari kwele South Africa. Igama likamufi nguPeter Ndlovu, owayezalelwa eZimbabwe wasesiya eSouth Africa eminyakeni edlulileyo lapho okudabuka khona unina. Usuke wagula ke kumaviki edluleyo wasokusiba lokungezwani phakathi kwemuli kayise lekanina ekuthini abekwe ngapi. Zithe zisadle phana imuli zombili isidumbu sanyamalala. UNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxele isihlobo sikaMuyi umnumzana Slice Banda ochasise okunengi ngalolu daba.
Sonelwe ngumfana uPeter Ndlovu engumntaka malumami. UPeter Ndlovu uzalwa ekhaya ePlumtree eTokwane. Umakho ngwalapha ngwasePietersburg. Umzalelele ekhaya, wamshiya ekhaya ena 2 years. Wakhulela ekhaya uPeter Ndlovu, wathatha amaphepha asekhaya ethathiswa ngumama wami, wamkhulisa, wafunda waze waqeda, waze eGoli ezodinga umsebenzi. Fortunately uthola umama wakhe esaphila. Umama wakhe wambonisa isihlobo. Kuthe 2012 umama wakhe washona, wasala ke umfana, but still behlala nobaba barekwazi ukuthi kunefamily kamama wakhe esePietersburg. Last of last week uPeter ulaliswe esibhedlela esegula. Then ekulalisweni kwakhe esibhedlela eHelen Joseph khonapho kusho ukuthi isimo sakhe sihambe sabawesa waze washona. So kuyimi kade ngisayine njenge next of kin yakhe because amathepha yethu ngumnawa yonke into so the mayishona bathi khona ngize nani lama certified copies amaphepha wakhe nawa ngakuhambisa konke ngasayina neform yokuthi yimi ngizolanda umzimba kamufi okay ifamily kama wakhe yabuya yaza sozama ukukhulumisana bangana bazwisisi but at the end of the day bakuthi ah laba bantu sebendlala igame bawuthi ndizen i-undertaker iKings and Queens ukuthi sikhiphele umzimba from i-governmental mortuary to i-private masifika le sifikile eKings and Queens after 10 minutes sizathola ukuthi umzimba usekho uthethwe ngabanye abantu
isidumbu sikhanya sathathwa ngabakomama kamfana
yes ukhanya yibo abasithathayo
alizamanga yini ukukhulumisana lapho
bahle bavala namafoni yabo wonke because sathi masifonela i-undertaker lesithethe lesidumbu that was around 5 bathi isidumbu sikhona esowethu okay sesithi mana semaphoyiseni ke sazama sayala semaphoyiseni e-Kings and Queens bazama ukuthi labo baselule utsenze njani sabethi bafonela se-Kings and Queens that was after 30 minutes nakwathiwa isidumbu sese-St Petersburg
manje lizayiphatha kanjani lindaba sibanda njengoba usithi lamapholisa athe kayingeni
nilibe sifisa simfana ukuthi siyembeka lapho azalelwe khona lapho kulele khona ini ifamily yakhe lalapho akhulele khona manje lathi sesaba kulanto esingayenza because asinani iprotection sesaba njengoba lani liyazigoli njani
Hallo ke ngumnumzana Silayi Sibanda isihlobo somufi uPeter Ndlovu olesidumbu esiqatshe kwenye imotari kwele South Africa abomdeni kamoyi kuhlangothi luka nina abanakanela ukuthi yibo abathatha isidumbu sibachayele ucingo kodwa bebengaludobhi sehlulekile njalo ukukhuluma lamapholisa Kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today siqoqeni olwethulwa ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obeFacebook kukhasi leVOA Indebele lamhla siqoqe ngobukhosi besizwe sikamthwakazi osebuthiwa buthathwa ngumnumzana Stanley Raphael Khumalo yena othi uzagcotshwa ubukhosi lobu ngompandula. Kodwa ke abakokhumalo bathi wenza ihlazo uKhumalo ngoba inkosi izaphuma endlini kanjube kalobhengula kamachobani. Ake sizwe umnumzana Greta Sibanda umele uRaphael Stanley Khumalo exoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Mqondobanzi Magonya ingcwethi kwezembali yemaNdebele belo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7. USibanda usungula lolu daba.
Ukhethwe ngoba ephuma egazini lobukhosi. Stanley Raphael Khumalo isizulwana sikahlangabeza uhlangabeza ube ngumfowabo kaNkulumane uNkulumane engasekho uhlangabeza ngiyade kumele ukuthi aphathe
Magonya nasi indaba baba
ngaphendula umbuzo ukuthi uRaphael ukhethwe ngubani ngoba
kavele
ngokumila phakhe
ayizange ikhethwe kusukela kuqala vele inkosi yavela baba
hayi mfowethu akufaka izinto endaweni yazo kuhle njengoba sisho ukuthi uhlangabeza ube ngufowabo kaNkulumana kwakumele ukuthi nxa uNkulumana engasekho kube kuhlangabeza ulobhengula ugcotshwe uhlangabeze phila kungani engangenanga uhlangabeza
baba Magonya lawe iqiniso uyalazi ukuthi khona umncumbatha nguye oyenze i-announcement leyo kwaba lokuqhekezeka kwesizwe kakhulu okwenza ukuthi khona ulobhengula aqalise ukubulala abantu azayefika lokubulala uhlangabeza kodwa uyakwazi la ukuthi uhlangabeza ube khona kuringi yiko ombiko babesala besithi hayi angeke ulobhengula umntwana womthanyelo azobusa bona abantwana bekhona
lokhu okukhulumayo kangikwazi ngoba lento ekhulumayo kayiqinisekanga lingaqambela umbiko into engayisiyo ngamanga lawo umbiko ube indlula yebutho lami uzwa ngendaba kayisikho ukuthi besingafuni ukuthi lobhengula beyinkosi ngenxa yokuthi ubezalwa ngumthanyelo esintwini sakithi inkosi kayibekwa ngobunandi bukanina
Alo ke umnumzana Mqondobanzi Magonya ingcwethi kwezembali yamaNdebele ubexoxa lo mnumzana Gretas Banda omele umnumzana Raphael Stanley Khumalo abakhulume kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni elilethulelwa nguGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ubeFacebook kukhasile VOA Ndebele. Sisaqhubeka ngodaba lolu ngesonto. Kwezemidlalo, amaqembu eqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi athi ukusebenza kanzima yikho okukhokhele ukuba leli qembu linqobe eSri Lanka emncintiswaneni we-One Day International. Intatheli izindaba yethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni we-rugby elaziwa kakhulu ngegama elithi Sables kusasa ngomgqibelo lizadibana neqembu leNamibia emdlalweni walo wesibili kumncintiswano we-Africa Gold Cup Group A1. Lo mdlalo uzadlalelwa esikodlweni selizwe leNamibia eseVinduk. Iqembu leZimbabwe linqobele Senegal nge-28-16 nemdlalweni walo wokuqala womncintiswano walonyaka we-Africa Gold Cup, njalo lihlezi endaweni yesine engalaneni yemiklomelo lile miklomelo emihlanu, ikanti iqembu leNamibia yelo lihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo lichumi ngemva kokuba selidlale kabili lanqoba kabili njalo. Abafana beNamibia banqobe abeTunisia nge-53-7 emdlalweni wabo wokuqala, kwathi kuwesibili babhaxabule eleSenegal nge-95 kanya. Amanye amaqembu ancintisa kwisibaya sikagroup A1 ngabalisayo eleUganda kanye leleKenya. Kusenjalo iqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqulalo likweleNamibia lapho elikhangelelwe ukudibana lelakhona le kumncintiswano wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumncintiswano weChan ozaqhutshelwa elizweni laseKenya ngomnyaka ozayo. Umdlalo wangesonto ngehlandla lakuqala, njalo lawa maqembu azadibana njalo ngempela viki yezayo emdlalweni wehlandla lesibili wona zaqhutshelwa kweleZimbabwe. Iqembu elizanqoba phakathi kweZimbabwe leNamibia lizadibana lelizanqoba phakathi kweLesotho leComoros ngenyanga kaNcwabakazi, ukuthi elizanqoba lapho lizathola ilungelo lokuyaphatheka kumidlalo yeChan ngomnyaka ozayo. Abafana beqembu leZimbabwe bangena kumdlalo wangesonto imsila ivele iqaphile njengoba besanda kuphakamisa inkezo yeKosafa. Kolunye udaba elumelana lomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu le-Islanders ngesonto eliza kuba lomhlangano ozangenwa ngamalunga aleli qembu, lapho inkokheli zeqembu ezikhangelelwe ukuba zibikele amalunga ngesimo iqembu elikuso phakathi laphakathi komnyaka. Isiphathamandla seqembu le-Islanders uNhlanhla Dube uthi lomhlangano uvele ulotshiwe kusisekelo sokukhokhela iqembu leBhoso.
Umhlangano lo uzabe ukhangele ukuthi uzwe kuvela kumgcini sihlalo weqembu ukuthi kwenzakalani kumi njani kwingxoxo ezikhona kuma sponsorship, ungabe ukhona yini okwenzakalayo kumbe okungenzakala.
Iqembu le-Islanders lilesikweleti esifika phose kwisigidi samadola, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuba umphathi ngcebo weqembu uDonald Ndebele laye abike ukuba iqembu limi njani kwezemali, esitsho njalo ukuba imizamo bani ekhona ukuba leli qembu lithole imali. Okunye okukhangelelwe ukuhlafunwa kulomhlangano yenguquko kusisekelo sombuso weqembu kulandelwa inkuthazo yenhlanganiso ye-FIFA. Lo mhlangano uzaqhutshelwa e-clubhouse yeqembu le-Islanders njalo uzaqala ekuseni. Sikhangele umdlalo kakhilikithi. Iqembu leZimbabwe libuthelele amaranzi angamakhulu amathathu lamashumi amane lane 344 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayithu abaminembili ngosuku lwakuqala olo mdlalo we-test eliwudlala leli qembu le-Sri Lanka khonale kwele-Sri Lanka. Umdlali weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Avin udlale indima enkulu ekufikiseni kweqembu leZimbabwe inani lalo lamaranzi ngemva kokuba ethwele amaranzi alikhulu lamashumi amahlanu lanye 151. Lo mdlalo uqale namhla njalo ukhangelelwe ukufika emaphethelweni mhlazili 10/12 kuyona le inyanga kaNtulikazi, njalo uzaqhubekela phambili kusasa lapho kuzabe sekulithuba leSri Lanka ukutshaya ibhola. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday lamhlanje ziyawa lapha eStudio 7 ngoba silenhlanhla yamaswazi sibili sethekelelwe ngumhlabeleli olodumo uLoveness Weza. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, ngiyabonga.
Ye ungasipha nje ngamafichane imbali yakho Loveness ukuthi ufike njani lapha kwele Melika njalo usufikile kuyinokwenzakala.
Ukubuya lapha ngabuya lemuliam, that's how I moved here, and then ngakontinua ukuhlabela lokugida ngatua and ngama kancane ngoba ngalimala.
Ye manje usulimele lapho kwahamba njani usuze waba ngcono yini?
Oh yeah, saying right, Kates. No, bengilimele inyawo zonke, ama surgeries and I was paralyzed for a month and I couldn't do anything. So and then that's when I learned ukuzilapha using spiritual healing just like Jesus did. So ikwenzayo still I'm singing lokho ngihlabela futhi.
Hayi kuyajabulisa lokhu kubana usukwanisa ukuthi kodwa labanye uyabelapha.
Yes, as a matter of fact umama wami ngokwakhe wangumuntu owalatshwa ngesame healing engiyenzayo. Abantu ekhaya they were preparing for burial kamama, she was alive. Abantu baphuma kumakoma, ngibona abantu bephuma kuma paralysis, I'm one of them who was healed. Many ama miracles are happening just like time got Jesus, like I said.
Ya kwezomculo lapha manje ungasitshela ukuthi uyamukelwa njani lapha, siyazi ukuthi America lapha umculo abawuthandayo ngonjani, owakho ke ungena njani njalo bawamukela njani?
The reality ukuthi how do you present yourself at stage, it's not about ama words, sometimes it's about the energy oyiletha kubantu, people like you the way you are, what kind of style or vibration oyinika abantu, people likes it whether they know ama words or not, people love the music because when ngihlabela they feel healed. So that's what I do, I heal through music, hear me, and I heal through my hands.
Kutsho ukuthi ikhona yini othi wena le ingoma yiyo abajabulela kakhulu nxa uyicula?
Azineng, so ngizahlabela ingoma ejwayelekileyo ethi bayethe. Bayethe, 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 ngwenya mama bala bayethe. Bayethe, yethe, yethe, bayethe, ngwenya mama. Bayethe, ngwenya mama bala bayethe. Sibehlule sibehlule yaboni bayethe ngwenya mama bala bayethe sukezile awutinalo umhlaba sukezile mama awutinalo umhlaba suthandile mama tinalo umhlaba suthandile mama
kru
kruti.
Yeah, so manje nxa lapho uhlabela sithi uhlabela njengana le ingoma,
yeah,
siyazi kulamacacwa khona.
Yes.
Ngubani abachaya iziginci lengu?
Mina ama musicians ami bahlala Portland and iningi labo ngabamhlophe, abantu abamhlophe, but nxa becula bechaya amakatari you won't know ukuthi ngabantu abamhlophe, uyacabanga ukuthi ngabantu abavela ekhaya. And yeah, bass guitar, lead, drums, saxophone, marimba, mbira. Yeah.
Kwahamba njani ukuthi lize lingenelane umculo ubona bengabala?
Iningi labo ngabantu abakhule besizwe music eyalethwa nguDumi Marayire lapha eAmerica long ama 60s, labo mama babo Chiwoniso Marayire behlabela. So abaningi bakhona were students abakabo Dumi Marayire babethanda imbira la marimba. So imusic yeZimbabwe bayithanda, bayithanda. And then when I got there ngathola ukuthi kulabantu abazi imusic yeZimbabwe, I was lucky to find them that way.
Sikhangele kubona ekhaya belokhu bekuthanda yini njengalokhu ababekwenza kudala usemakhosi?
Angila qiniso ngoba I really kukhanyani ngingaphe America for too long, so I don't know much, but those who are following kuFacebook ngiyababona, but njengomuntu owayelimele for years I haven't been able ukuconnect directly labo on stage back ekhaya. So kusho ukuthi maybe isikhathi sokuthi sibuyele ekhaya siye banikeza njalo music.
Hayi kuyezwakala. Hayi sibongile kakhulu Loveness ukuba lathi lamhlanje Studio 7 lapha ungavalelisa abalaleni.
Hayi ngiyalithanda. Thank you. Siyabonga ukuthi libe lalele. Sizolinikeza imusic sengibek again e-station.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu njalo siyakufisela inhlanhla. Manje lapha siyakubona ngapi lapho yabugida khona lapha?
Ngenza a lot ku Facebook Live, really. Angila ma plans ama live shows anytime soon. But laba balandela ku Facebook, kabalandela ku Facebook babonthi ngiyenzani.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu. Lo balaleli bekungu Loveness Weza, uLoveness Weza. Yebo, silaye khona pha Studio 7. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusasa.